Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about spiritual understanding. We talked about anger last week and how that can really... Anger is a secondary emotion, and the enemy uses our anger to get us to hurt ourselves. God uses people, and the devil uses people. You know? And that's what we have to understand. People are never your problem. Never. So if you're upset with people, you're upset with the wrong thing. People are never your problem. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. We don't wrestle against people. It's spiritual things that come to trip you up. That's why we need spiritual understanding. And so this is why I want to talk about this today. We're going to continue with anger next week, but because we all have anger issues. And we don't have to have anger issues. All right, God gave us anger for a reason. There, you know, it's a healthy emotion. But when we get it under His auspices and we understand, it can be healthy. It's okay to get angry, but without sin, right? Remember we talked about that. I was telling the service this morning, I think one of the greatest ways God is going to evangelize people, America, all around the world, is going to be through demonstration, kindness, being real, fulfillment, you being fulfilled in your life, and having real kindness towards people. Kindness towards people who do you wrong. He says we're to be kind to the evil. Huh? That's not like the world. You can't do that apart from Christ. See, what when you're kind to the evil, that's protecting you. That protects the evil from getting in you. Am I making sense? You know, I told the last service that I told Donita about one of my teachers I had in high school. I told her this years ago. And she read, she goes, you know, I think this might be a teacher you know. She read the obituary, and it was my teacher back in high school. And it was my industrial arts teacher, my Woods teacher. And so he demonstrated kindness in a way that has impacted my life. I'm going to go to his funeral, and I'm going to tell every one of his family how he had an impact on my life. I don't even know if I would have graduated if it hadn't been for him. It has that kind of impact. I'm telling you the truth. I was in high school. I was up in the shop room, and I knew he was there, and he had me working a project. He says, "Freddie, you can do this." I said, "I don't know if I can do that." He goes, "If you're going to pass this class, you're going to have to do this project." I said, "You know," so we get to work, and I go up, and I'm smoking. I go up, and I'm smoking up in the, there's a second floor. I'm up there smoking. Because, man, I was, you know, a lot of stuff going on at home. Dysfunction. I was into all kinds of stuff. Is that okay? We're going to be real up in here, right? So that's what I was, and I was up there smoking. So he comes up there, "Freddie, what are you doing? Smoking?" I act like, no, I'm not. You know, it's everywhere. He says, you know, I'm supposed to expel you if I catch you smoking. He says, Freddie, you need to get your project and get it done. He goes, you can do that project. I want you to get down there and get on that project. And he followed me down there. I said, I don't know if I can do this. He says, you can do it, Freddie. He kept on saying, and he wouldn't touch it. He made me do it. And I figured it out. I did all the measurements. And I got done. I had a beautiful walnut coffee table. I still got it. It's in the storage unit down here. Think about this. I made this beautiful table out of walnut. I mean, it looked great. So now he puts it in this. I didn't know he was doing this. You know, I'm being ornery towards him. You know what I mean? He puts my table in this display case and puts my name on it and puts the grade on it. And everybody's coming up to me saying, man, your table's awesome. And I'm just, dude, you know, I'm being built up, you know, and I got all this dysfunction, but this has given me something. He's being kind to me. I found out he's a believer, and he's been a believer for 50-some years. Are you with me? He was extending kindness to me when I was being ornery to him. Am I making sense? And I've told Donita before, she didn't even know that was him. She said, this might be a teacher you know because it was at Wayne High School. And I said, I'm going to that funeral today. And we're going. But you see that? That's significant. I'm going to tell you what. Everybody is broken. Everybody. Everybody is broken. We all need acceptance and kindness in our life and help. We are here to help each other. Help each other be whole and fulfill God's will and plan in our life. Without each other, we can't do this. We need each other. Amen? And we need kindness. The word kindness means mercy. God is full of mercy. Mercy is, I'm not giving you what you deserve. That's exactly what he gave me. I'm not giving you what you deserve, Fred. I need to kick you out and get you. No. He kept building me up, telling me I could do it, and then displaying it in the case. And, you know, he's just like, I went back to him, and I started crying. I said, why'd you do that, Mr. Sutherland? Do what? I said, why'd you put that out there? He goes, you did it, Freddie, not me. I said, well, why'd you do it? He goes, I just did what you, I just put it out there because you had the best table. And, you know, I just thought I was a big dude. You know, I was a flunking everything and doing, you hear what I'm saying? All right, let's keep moving. I know it's good because God is good. And, you know, I didn't have the sense enough. I didn't understand that that was even God back there. You see that? You don't even understand it until you get a hold of him. Amen? Everything in your life has a reason and a purpose for it. God has a good intention. The difficult things you go through now, God is working out something good for you. Don't get upset at your situations and your circumstances. Because when you do, you miss out on what God had for you. Think about this. I've seen people, I'm already preaching. I've seen people come to Christ, get baptized, and start, oh, I got saved and it's better. You know, and then they get to a difficult place and they want to quit or they want to fall away or they want to say, this doesn't work. Listen to me. This is what God did with Moses. He says, Moses, I want you to set my people free. They were in bondage to slavery for over 400 years. And God sent Moses into Egypt and says, set my people free. Deliver my people. He delivered them out of Egypt, out of bondage, out of slavery. Now they're out into the wilderness. The first difficult time, difficult place, unfamiliar, they started complaining. They started romanticizing about their past. We should go back and eat leeks and you know, watermelons and cantaloupes. I'm adding that in there. We should go back because we had all this there. You see, that's what we do. We get into a difficult place that's unfamiliar. And so now we start complaining because we don't understand it. God's trying to bring you understanding. He has a good intention for the difficult place you're in to set you free and bring you so much better and bring you better. That's what it is. All things work together for the good. He's bringing good to your life. But you miss it because you look at your circumstances and you look at the situation and you start complaining about it and you miss out. Am I making sense? You romanticize the way it used to be. The way it used to be doesn't have anything on what God has for you. Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor have entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who love him. I'm going to tell you what, God wants to show you something about you that you've never understood yet. And he will, if you hang in there and you stay connected with the body of Christ and you keep your eyes on him. Am I making sense? I'm going to start preaching in a little bit. Let's look at this. Go with me to our foundational scripture in Proverbs after we read our vision. Okay. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for everyone here. We ask, Lord, that you just prepare our hearts and minds right now. Just remove the busyness of this week. And, Lord, we just want to hear what you have to say. Make our hearts good soil today, Lord, for the seed of your word. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Now, go back to verse 7, if you would, there. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And now watch this. In all you're getting, get understanding. So he wants us to get understanding. Okay? Now look at this. The Bible says in Proverbs 2 that understanding will deliver you and keep you from the evil way. When you understand, it brings power into your life. Now watch. Give me the next one. Exalt her. Who's her? Understanding. Exalt her, okay? And she will promote you. What's this promote mean? This promote means impact and influence on people for God's kingdom. You see that? That's what it means. That's what he's talking about there. It's not, I'm going to give you a big corporate job and make you the head. It could be, but it's really he wants to promote you and use you to advance God's kingdom. You see this? And when you have wisdom, you're going to have influence on your children and your grandchildren, and the people that matter the most to you. Now watch. She will bring you honor. She, understanding. Understanding. Now watch. When you embrace her, understanding. Now watch. Give me the next one. She will place on your head an ornament of grace. You're going to give grace to people that you never used to give grace to. When you start understanding. You see, yesterday, there was a gal here who's been coming here for the past couple months. And, you know, I can talk about this. Struggling in a marriage. Husband's not saved. Came here and taking notes and receiving. She had me in the parking lot last night telling me all this stuff. She says, yeah, every time I'd say I'm going to church, it was this tension and this kind of a ordeal. She says, now, when I talk about going to church, he asks when I'm coming back. He asks, he's real pleasant. He says, he talks about church now. You hear what I'm saying? She's starting to see. It's helping her change how she's treating him. He likes how he's being treated now. Are you catching this? So I believe we're going to see him up in here. Are you with me? Get a hold of this. That's what God is doing. And if you can't extend kindness and really see that we're all broken in this world and extend mercy, I don't believe God can use you. Am I making sense? God wants to use us. But we got to know that we ain't that and we ain't all that. Right? We're all broken. And get a hold of this. A crown of glory. That word crown represents authority. Now you're going to have authority. Glory means what God originated and intended. You're going to have authority to bring about what God originated and intended in your life. You see that? That's what that's talking about. She, understanding, will deliver you. See that? You're going to become the person you were created to be when you get understanding. You see this? This is what we're all looking for. We all have talent, we all have gifts, but our purpose, what's your purpose? Your purpose is who you are, discovering who you are and why you're here. Some people don't know why they're here and where they're going. Coming to church every week. We need to understand. We need spiritual understanding. Is this making sense? Now get a hold of this. Go with me. We're going to talk about something today. We're talking about temptation. Just what you wanted to hear. Go with me to James chapter 1, verse 12 and through 14. And remember last week we talked about how important it is that we be praying. And we talked about having an excellent spirit. Remember the week before? Daniel prayed because he had an excellent spirit. Remember? And then he was cast into the lion's den. And the lions couldn't eat him because he had an excellent spirit. Remember? And it says, they found him giving thanks and offering up supplications. They found him in prayer. And they told him not to serve any other god. He was going to serve his God anyway. And he was praying and offering up thanks. See, when you're thankful, I'm going to tell you what, thanksgiving is something to keep you from losing your mind. I'm here to tell you. You get full of yourself and you feel entitled all the time, you're on a rough road right there. Am I making sense? Daniel was thankful and offered up supplication. Praying for his enemies, praying for everybody involved. They throw him into the lion. He was praying for the ones who threw him in the lion's den. He gets thrown in, and they're just like, I can see Daniel just stroking their belly. You see, when we do it God's way, he's going to protect you. It doesn't, you see, it's opposite. It's completely opposite of the way the world does things. Look what he says. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. You see this? He says you're blessed. Now, go back to that verse if you would, Tim. I'm going to extrapolate a little bit from there. He says you're blessed when you endure temptation. This word endure, you know, God, it's impossible for God to tempt you. Did you know that? God cannot tempt you. And this is what I want to bring the distinction and discernment and understanding to, that God cannot tempt us. But listen to me. God will lead you into a place where you will be tempted. God will lead you there. Because he's going to see what your response is. He wants to see if he can trust you. You see that? If he can't trust you, and you keep yielding, and you keep falling into the temptation, he can't use you. God wants to use you. Fulfillment in life comes when you're being used by God. And you're in your purpose. See, when you're in your purpose, It's like a crescent wrench. When you use that for the right purpose, it works. All right. It gets things done. It fixes things. I remember when I was a little boy, I took the crescent wrench and used it as a hammer to build a go-kart. I was hammering nails with a crescent wrench. My dad's best crescent wrench. I still got it. I can bring it in here and show you. It won't work. It won't screw no more. That wasn't what its purpose was. I needed a hammer, right? I used that. Didn't work. That's what our lives are like. When we're not in our purpose, nothing's going to work. Now watch. This word endure, blessed is the man who endures temptation. This word endure, it means to continue to trust through resistance and opposition. In other words, you keep trusting God when you face opposition and resistance. You keep trusting God. And this is what happens. When people get in a difficult place, they stop trusting God because they're too worried about themselves. They're too worried about what they're going through. And you know what? That has no significance in your well-being. You begin to understand that what I'm going through has a purpose. And God has an intention. And when I'm in touch with Him, I receive wisdom and understanding on why I'm going through what I'm going through. Let's look at this. For when he has been approved, remember the word approved, passed the test, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. See, when you pass the test, now you're going to receive the crown of life. Crown represents authority. Now you have authority in the area where you used to not have authority. You see, now you're controlling that area of your life, and it's not controlling you. You see this? And that's what God's trying to get you to. It says in Romans 6:12 that do not let sin reign in your mortal body. See, that's our responsibility. We're not to allow sin reign, rule in our life. And that's why we got to understand these desires and what we're being tempted with. That's why I'm trying to help us with this understanding. Now watch this. Okay, so give me the next one. Let no one say when he's tempted, I am tempted by God. See, God can't tempt you. God is sovereign. God can't tempt you. There's things God can't do. Did you know that? God can't lie. He can't, because he's the truth. Guess what else God can't do? God can't stop loving you. Because he is love, not he does love, he is love. You see this? This is huge. He cannot tempt you. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Now, this is significant. Pay attention. This is huge. Give me the next one. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. We all have desires. We all have desires. And we fall into temptation with our own desires. This is what God is saying. You need to get a hold of your desires. You see that? But each one is drawn away by his own desires. God wants you to have control over those desires. See, like I was saying, God wants all of us to have fun. If you're not factoring that in your life and enjoying life, the enemy will bring up something that appears to be fun, but it's going to destroy your life. And you'll take it, and it'll be unhealthy for you. But if you're enjoying life, he can bring up whatever he wants, and you can say, I don't need that. I'm already enjoying my life. I'm fulfilled. Amen. Am I making sense? Yeah. This is huge. I remember this back in 2005, this church was growing. We did an expansion here, a $500,000 expansion. We added 100 and some seats in the back here. I was pastoring two churches. I was pastoring a church up in Bakken's, and my wife left. Yeah. Married to her for 34 years. We weren't believers when we got married. I got saved after 5 years in the marriage. I was saved. And when I got saved, I got saved. I mean, I told you, I was telling you what I was doing in high school. I was saved for real. And you understand? I turned my back on all that mess, and I began to serve the Lord. And I'm just telling you. And, she said she was with me, but she ended up telling me she never got saved. And she was going along to appease me until the kids were raised. You see that? When they were raised, and I was here and pastoring this church, and I was in this thing forever, she decides she wants to get out. You know? And here it is. I don't have one thing against her at all, because she's a good mother. But brokenness. When you don't deal with your brokenness, you see this? I would rather have lost my right arm than that to happen. But here's what I'm trying to show you. Listen. While that was going on, this church was growing, that church was growing up in Bodkins. A woman calls me and says, "Hey, I know your wife left you. Why don't we meet here at some hotel so-and-so?" I said, "Aren't you married?" "Yeah," I said, "I'm married too." I said, "Jesus wouldn't like that." And I said, "You're listening to demons." Amen. That's what I told her. I said, "You're listening to demons." She says, "No, I'm not. I just want to." I said, "You're listening to demons." And I got off the phone. I said, "Don't ever call me again." And she called me again. But here's what I'm trying to help you see. There was a social place I wasn't being in my life, because I was so busy, and I was going to counseling and trying to deal with all this, and I was being counseled, but I needed a social place in my life. I started taking Zeta out, my granddaughter, and I take her out to have a steak, and I was being fulfilled. You see that? We go to a movie. You see that? I'm gonna tell you something. You don't have to have sex. You don't have to have sex. People think, "Well, I can't live without sex." You can live without sex. You can't live without water, and you can't live without food. But you can live without sex. Huh? And so, I'm starting to see this work. And God is showing me, the Holy Spirit is showing me, and I'm taking Zeta, and I'm coming here and telling you all about what I'm doing with Zeta. You guys remember that. You all know her name, because I came and told you what was going on. Am I making sense? So, what I'm trying to tell you, there's no temptation that you can't overcome. No temptation. God will lead you into that temptation to see how you are going to respond. You see that? He's looking, because he wants to trust you. He wants to trust you with your kids. He wants to trust you with your wife. He wants to trust you everywhere you go.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.